Vayter and Shas from Dav Chav Zayin, picking up on Dav Chav Zayin, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. Just a quick overview about the Rasi, at least at Amar Aleph. We're going to see three different cases. Jump in, we ended off with Shmuel, and we're going to jump into Shmuel now. And there's three cases. We're going to jump into the first one and go back and forth, just to understand exactly what's being said. Okay, so the first case we spoke about is a concept of we had by Shmuel, and that is, let's say you have Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, they're married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, and they each have a Tzara as well, and there's a third brother, Levi. Then what happens? They die, and now the Almos and Tzaras, they fall to Levi. If Levi does Chalitza on the Yevamos, then the Tzaras are not Pater. But if he does Chalitza on the Tzaros, then the Yevamos are Pater. Okay, we're going to be good, and everyone is going to be free. That's the case we're going to jump into right now. Let's take a look, and then we're going to see two more cases. Let's read first. Here we go. Zakh Gemar Gufa. Amar Shmuel Chalitz L'Achayus L'Niftu Tzaros. L'Tzaros Niftu Achayus. It's exactly what we just said. Now we have another case that we're going to bring up, and the following case goes like this. This is, let's say Reuven dies, leaving over a widow and a Tzara to Shimon. And now, Shimon goes ahead and he gives one of the women a get. That's an interesting thing. He gives one of them a get. Now, Midura Banan, he can't do Yibun. And she needs Chalitza. If he does Chalitza with the get girl now, then the Tzara isn't out. But if he does it with the Tzara, then they're both out. Let's read it inside now. Chalitza Baila Saget, lo nifra Tzara. La Tzara, niftara Baila Saget. Now, let's just take a look quickly at Rashi. Rashi says, la Baila Saget is Bezi Vamos. Me'ach echad, v'nasen yavam get la'achas man. Shuvin Chalitza soho genes kolkach. The Kalisha, it's weak now. What's up, Kalisha? Right, Kalisha Zikasa, Ve'im Chalitzla Lo Niftar Tzara, the Tzara doesn't become off the hook because you've weakened the ability to actually do something there. Letzara, Niftar Baila Saget, that would happen. Next, Chalatz, now we have another case over here. Let's say in the previous case we just said he didn't give a get, but rather he does Maimer. Maimer we know is that it's a Kiddushin Durabanan, and so he goes and he takes that woman. So what's the case now? If Levi does Maimer one of them, if he now wants to separate, he must give a get and chalitza. But if the tzara gets chalitza, there's no need for a mimer girl, for mimer girl. If the tzara gets chalitza, there's no room for mimer girl to get chalitza anymore. Just a get will suffice. Let's read it inside. Chalitz leba'ala samaymer lo niftara tzara. Letzara niftara ba'ala samaymer. Says Rashi, just to spill this out. Chalitz ba'ala samaymer asa maymer ba'achas min shei achiv ha'meis. So he did maymer with him. V'chake chalitz l'anidus chalitza on her lo niftara tzara shechalitza zu eina poteris legamre. It doesn't get rid of it entirely. Shadayin shucha get l'mamar. We need a get for that. Kidit nam aperik Rabbi Gamliel. And this is important to note. It's a darabonim to gazach. But asa maymer v'chalitz All the things she's going to need is a get to get out of it. Now we're going to go and break down the first case that we brought up over here, that if Levi does Chalitza on the Yevamos, the Tzaros are not Pater. But if he does Chalitza on the Tzaros, then the Yevamos will be Pater. Remember, the Yevamos meaning over there, they're all obviously Yevamos, but we mean to say that they're the sisters. So if you do it on the sisters, it's not. But if you do it on the Tzaros, then everyone's off the hook. So now, Ma'ishna l'chayus d'lo niftu Tzaros. Why is it when you're doing the sisters, you're not Patering the Tzaros? The havi lo achos isha bezika. We know the rule is there's something called a chalitza psula, and that is that if you're not able to do yibum with someone, then it's not really such a chash of a chalitza, and therefore it's not going to go and get off the hook the tzara. So we're dealing over here is that when you go ahead and you do, when you said ma'ishna l'chayus d'olun f'tu tzaros, is because since you couldn't do, because we know that there's a zika going on over here, they are achos isha, and they have the zika, so you're not able to do yibum, you're not able to do yibum, so then the chalitza ends up being weak. So if that's the case, and chalitz l'tzaros nami, even doing chalitza with the tzaros also should be problematic. Lo litzvah chayus, you shouldn't let the chayus off the hook. Why? The havilu tzaros achos isha bezika. Just like there's a zika with the achos isha, there's also a zika with the tzaros achos isha. So what's pshat that you should be able to be off the hook, but why doing chalitza on them is going to get rid of the sisters? It's also a shvacha maisa. Why? Because you're not able to do even with them either. Says the Gemara, Kasava Shmuel ain't Zika. You know why? Because Shmuel holds, there's no Zika. And if there's no Zika, then we're all good. What are you talking about? Va'amar Shmuel Yezika. We know, look, we look back on Daf Yud Ches, that Shmuel is the one that does that says that there is Zika, right? Rashi says, but Perek Beis. Okay. So he says, okay, no problem. You're right. L'divrei ha'omer ein Zika kamer. He's talking in the world of those people that say that there's no Zika. He says, okay, so let's play that game. So ihachi chalutz la'chayos amaylo nifteru tsaros. If you're saying that there's no Zika, so then when you do, well, so with the sisters, do chalitza on the sisters, why shouldn't be pater up the Zika, the tzaros, that should work also. There's no Zika going on over here. So now the Gemara goes to just explain and qualify what exactly was the question here. Bishlama tzara de Rachel loti pater. Let's not forget our case. Again, the case we're dealing with over here is that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is married to Rachel and the Tzar, Shimon to Leah and the Tzar, and then you have Levi. So now Levi goes and does to someone. So if Leah got chalitza first, that would be Shimon's wife. If Leah got chalitza first, then Leah and her tzar are out. And then when Rachel gets chalitza, since Rachel couldn't do yibum because she's now achos chalutzaso, because Leah already did the chalitza on Leah, and therefore Rachel becomes like that. Therefore, Rachel tzara needs chalitza also. Let's read again inside. Bishlama tzara de Rachel lo tipater tekev de chalitza Leah v'hoter chalitza Rachel havila chalitza de Rachel chalitza pesula. Because he couldn't be with her because of the fact they hold of Zika, and therefore, sorry, no Zika, but it's known as achos chalutzaso, and that's not okay even if you don't love Zika. So I have the chalitza deracha, chalitza psua, it's a chalitza psua. I really should go back and edit that. I apologize. I just can't lose the flow here. So now again, so we say, so I have the chalitza deracha, chalitza psua, it's a chalitza psula, because at the time he does, by the time he wants to buy Rachel, he was already achos chalutzasa, and therefore you can't do yibam, and therefore it's not going to get, the tzara off the hook. Ella, but when it comes to tzara delea tipater, why don't we let the Leah's tzara off the hook? Rashi says, the chalitza Leah kishera hi di'ahava boi matzili ubume. If you wanted to, you could have done yibam on her, because at that stage, everything's fresh, and there's no zika, so therefore it should be off the hook entirely. Why not? Says the Gemara, Inichinami, you're right. You are correct. We don't mean that the first one's going to be that when you do Taleya, that Tzaras Leah is not off. We mean when you do Taleya, that Tzaras Rachel is not going to be off. That's all we meant. Right? That's basically what we're saying. But the Tzar of Rachel, of Leah, Taka doesn't need any sort of Chalitza. My lo niftaru Tzaras Nami Tekamar. What does it mean when it says lo niftaru Tzaras? That when it says that, what it means is at Tzaras Rachel. It means the Tzar of Rachel. Okay, everything right now is good and dandy. Now, quick grammar discussion. I have a tsaros karma. It says tsaros, which seems to mean both of them, even Leah's. There's no tsaros to Alma. It just means in general the concept of tsaros. It doesn't mean both of them. Yachi, now frek the Gemara. If it's really true, you want to say that tsaros, plural, just means Rachel's tsara, since Leah was already done, then let's take a look at the second part of the statement that we said, if chalitza is with the tsaros, then the sisters don't need chalitza, right? Because we said if chalitza is with the sisters, the tzaros need chalitza. That just meant Rachel. So then the second statement was, if chalitza with tzaros, the sisters don't need chalitza. Let's take a look at that. Will Rachel's tzara really pater Rachel? Meaning you go and you do a chalitza with the tzara, now you're going to say that the sisters don't need it. It's going to pater Rachel. V'hotanan, we know not like that. Let's read inside now. And Yachiv is really true. Then Chalitz Hatzaris Niftar Achayos. Vatzaris Rachel Mi Miftar. Is he really going to pater? Vatanan. We know we have a Mishnah coming up later on in Daf Memamid Beis. Get ready for it. Aser La Aser Adam Bitzaras Krovas Chalutzaso. A man is Aser with the relative of his, with the Tzara of his relative's Chalutza. Levi over here in this case did Chalitza with Leah, and what to do with Leah, he can't be with Rachel's tzara either, and the tzara's chalitza is going to be psula. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that in the case of if chalitza with the tzara's, the sisters don't need to do chalitza, it seems to say you're going to say Rachel doesn't need chalitza, but we know that that's new, so it shouldn't work for Rachel. So now we pull another modification, understand what's going on over here. Shmuel nami hischil velo hischil ka'amer. Shmuel is really talking about hischil velo hischil. Started and he didn't start. Now, what in the world does that mean? Hischil ba'achayos lo yigmar b'tzaros. If you start off doing with the tzaros, pardon me, with the achayos, if you start with one of the sisters, don't end off with the tzaros. Meaning, let's say Levi start off with Leah. which are now pater, also her own tzara. He can't finish it off by doing chalitza with Rachel's tzara, because like we mentioned, aser adam b'tzaras krovas chalutzaso. So therefore, it's a chalitza psula. And certainly doing it with Rachel is a chalitza psula, because she's a chos chalutzaso. So each one needs their own chalitza. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, aser adam b'tzaras krovas chalutzaso. But his chil b'tzaros, let's say he started off with the tzara of Leah, then he can then pater both Rachel and her tzara by doing chalitza, even just with Rachel. If you started with the tzara of Leah, you can do it even with Rachel, since he's allowed to marry Rachel in such a case. How come? So his chil b'tzaros yigmar af b'achayus. The time when it's in the Mishnah, Mutter Adam Bikrovas Tsaras Chalutzaso. Although we said before that Aser Adam Tsaras Krovas Chalutzaso, that's talking about the Tsara, Aser to take the Tsara of the Chalutza's relative, meaning his sister. But here we're talking about that a murder, it's Mutter for a person to take the relative of his Chalutza's co-wife. Of his chalitza tzara. So he could straight up be with Rachel. He can do miyabim her. Therefore, chalitza is straight up. It's not psula, it's malia. And she can go do that to get rid of the tzara. And not only can he take Rachel, he can even take the tzara in such a case. And therefore, the chalitza is also straight up. It's also malia. And therefore, that's what it means to say that you can go out and you can finish. It means you can finish on either one of them in such a circumstance. If you started off by doing it with the tzara, then you can finish off with either the Yavama or the Tzara itself. But if you start with the Yavama, then you have a problem. Each one has to do their own. Comes along Rav Ashi, gives another answer. Rav Ashi, Omer, Liolam, Kiddika, Amart. Again, Omer, Rav Ashi, Liolam, Kiddika, Amart. It's like we understood originally that we said that if the Yavam, if Levi goes ahead and let's say does Chalitza with the sisters and the Tzaras need Chalitza, and if you do Chalitza with the Tzaros and the sisters don't need Chalitza, right? Then we said, well, hold on one second. Aren't we talking about where there's no Zika and there's no Zika? So then why is it that the original one is problematic? We said, no, it's fine with the original with Leah, but it's going to be a problem really with Rivka, with Rachel. So we hear, no, even both of them, we're going to, because you know why? Because we're saying that there is no Zika. That's it. Ravash is saying, and therefore, if you did it with the Chalitza, with the sisters, the Tzaras still need to have Chalitza. Pardon. There is Zika. That's because there is Zika. So now Leah and Rachel are both called Zikukas. And now they're going to be, you can't do Yibam on them. And therefore, it's not going to get the Tzaras off the hook. Even Leah's, if you just do it with Leah, it's not going to work to get it off the hook. And now, what about the second statement that he said? That if you do chalitza with the co-wives, with the tzaros, then the achayos are out. They're also. Why does that work? You were worried and you said you can't do that because they're not allowed to marry them either. Says the Gemara, not like that. Mishum de lo alima zika l'shavye l'tzara ke'erva. The zika of the two sisters that then passes on to the tzara doesn't make it strong enough to make them like an erva also. And therefore, you could actually do chalitza just on the tzaras and then the sisters are going to be out. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei Dravashi, we have to back him up. Straight up says the Braisa, Chalutz la'achoyus lo niftu l'tzaros. If you do it to the sisters, you didn't pater up the tzaros, but halutzaros niftu l'achoyus. If you do it to the tzaros, you are pater the tzaros. My time, la mishum to kazavi zika is because of zika, v'lo alima zika l'shavi l'tzara k'erva. And we don't go ahead and make it strong enough to go ahead and make him like an erva, and therefore it's going to be good. Braisa backing it up. Oh, baby. Get ready for a throwback to Daf Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Nope, Hamani, that Braisa works in whose world? Bishamehi, the time we learned in the Mishnah. Bishameh Matir and Atzaras La'achin. Bishameh said that Tzaras Erva is Mutter. You're allowed to go be with the Tzaras Erva, it's Mutter to the Achin. And therefore, he's the one who says that. Beisila doesn't pass on such a thing. So over here in this case, it works within the world of Bishameh, but not the world of Beisila. In fact, the Gemara, don't tell me it's Beishamai, because if it was really Beishamai, Hachi, Yabume, Nami, Tisyabim. Let's also make them, they could do Yibum, right? Because according to him, you know, you're allowed to even do Yibum with a Tsaras Erva. So why here are you saying that we're only talking about Chalitza the whole time? What's going on? There's a Gemara, not a Raya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, da Amar, bo nesakel him letzaras, you choltos from the Siabmos. It's going in the world of Yochanan ben Nuri, who is saying, let's go ahead and make sure that they do Chalitza and Na'ibam in order to go in the world of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? But it didn't end up working out, right? Va'amar Mar. Okay, good, period. And therefore, According to Bishamay, though, you're allowed to go ahead and actually marry her, so therefore the chalitza actually goes and works. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? They weren't able to actually end up finishing it off and passing like that. You can't say that it's gone like Rilchem and Nuri, it never worked. Later on, they circled back and they actually are misakin like him. Period. Ravashi. You are done because it can't be. We're not going to pass on like Bishamay.
A beep turn the page. Chav Zayin Amud Beis.
Bailus Aget to Bailus Maimer. Ezem and Kodemis. Let's say you have in front of you, Reuven dies, he has two wives. Shimon now goes to this Maimer, the Rabban and Dika relationship, right, to Shprinzi, and he gives a get to the Voidi. Now, being that he can't marry these since he gave a get, he's got to do Chalitza. Which of them will pater the other? Which one essentially is stronger? That's the one that would be Ma'aliyah. And then you have to do the other one. Is the Bailus Aget stronger because the process has already begun? The get is already separating. Or is the Bailus Maimer, since she's closer to Bia, therefore it's a stronger Zika? And let's read inside. Bailus Aget to Bailus Maimer. Ezumim Kodemes. Bailus Aget Adifa, do we say it's stronger? Bisham Daskaba Khalitza. Odoma Bailus Maimer Adifa. Mishom de Krova Libia. Amar Avashi Toshima Toshima. Let's understand that Gemara, which is going to come up, Be'ezad Hashem is Burach Shemoy on Daf Nun, or Mishnah on Daf Nun. Over there we have a discussion. Now, let's say you have a case where you have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, and leaves our two wives that go to Shimon now. And then what ends up Shimon? Shimon, let's say, goes and gives a get to the first one and a get to the second one. Or he does Maimer to the first one and then Maimer to the second one. Rabbi Gamliel says there's no such thing as a get after a get. No such thing as Maimer after Maimer. So there's no get after a get. Then the Yavam is mutter to the second one's relatives. But and when it comes to Maimer also, the first one is his wife, and it's going to be usher to the relatives, and the second one is nothing, and going to be mutter to the relatives. The Chachamim argue on both of them, and the Chachamim say, no, there is, he says that there's a get after get, and there's Maimer after Maimer, so he's going to be usher to both of their relatives. However, Rabbi Gamliel is masking, he agrees to the fact that he's moded, that if you have a mix, in other words, you have, he says that yesh get acher maimer, and there is maimer acher get. All right, so don't think that if you did maimer already, so then okay, it's already full-fledged, and nothing to talk about, and then you do get, it doesn't do anything. And he says, no, that get does do something. It messes up the person to be the maimer person has to get a get. It's done, they can't be together. And it's also sent to all the relatives over there. And also that there's maimer acher get. If you give a get to the first one, then he does maimer the second one. That also is going to throw a wrench into everything. You would have thought maybe, okay, give the get ready, so it's like chalitza, and therefore, then the other one is out the window, and you can go ahead and be with the relatives. The other one comes to say, nope, nice try, the mimer does work, and now that one has to get a get also, besides chalitza, in order to get out, and this yavam is going to be also to marry the relatives. So says the Gemara, e get adif, if you want to say the get is stronger, then lo lahani mimer abasrei, then the mimer shouldn't do anything after it's because it gets stronger. If you mimer adif, if you want to say the mimer is stronger, then lo lahani get abasrei, elalav shvamino akied adinin, it must be that they're both equal to each other. Rashi comes along and he spells out, then neither one is worse than the other, so you can actually do chalitza with either one, and you'll be getting rid of the other one. Shma amina. Next case. Amar of Yehuna Merav, or it switches up top to Amar of Yehuda Merav. Shtei achal Yusuf Amos. Let's say you have two brothers married to two sisters. The two brothers died. Now the two sisters fall in front of this boy. So Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies. Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon married to Leah, Reuven and Shimon die, and now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. So Shenafu Lifnei Yavam Echad. And it's not that they happen simultaneously, it's one after the other. So Chalitza L'Rishona, Hutra. If he does Chalitza to the first one, let's say Rachel was the first one, and then Leah was the second one. If he does Chalitza with the first one, now she's Hutra Rashi, says meaning L'Shuk, she can go to the Shuk. Chalitza L'Shnia Hutra, if he does it to the second one, she's Mutter also to the Shuk, Rashi says L'Shuk. Let's say Mesa Rishon, let's say the first one dies, Rachel dies, Mutter B'Shnia, it's Mutter him to take the second one. We're talking about a case where first one died without any chalitza. So Levi has these two women, Rachel falls to him, and then Leah falls to him. And now they're both sitting there, and then all of a sudden Rachel dies, he's allowed to marry Leah. Now Rashi points out over here something phenomenal, right? Even though we know what happens is that when Leah comes into the picture, when her husband dies, and now Leah falls into the Yibam mix, she becomes the zakuka, the achos zakukaso, therefore it should be aser. But once the first one dies, now it's fine. He's allowed to go and marry her. Now, what in the world's going on, right? Shouldn't we say that at that moment, when Rachel and Leah, even though they're coming from two different houses and they falter, they're achos zakukaso, therefore it's us for them to be involved ever? So we see Rav clearly is arguing with that. We saw a Gemara earlier, Daf Chaf Dalet, that says that what's going to be, these are going to be aser to each other forever. They're not allowed to be involved with each other. So that's period. Now Rashi also points out that Rav seems to go against our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that if these two sisters fall to a man, then they have to do chalitza, but you're not allowed to do yibum. So, but according to Rav over here, it says, no, it's not true. You're allowed to go ahead. You just have to do chalitza to one of them. You're allowed to do yibum the second one. So the Gemara is going to get into this. We're going to try to ask it, and then we're not going to be able to answer it ultimately. So the point is, Meser Rishona, Mutter B'Shnia, according to Rav. Ve'ein Sarech Lomar, Shemutter B'Rishona. You don't even have to say, Ein Sarech Lomar, Meser Shnia, Shemutter B'Rishona. If the second one dies, Rachel falls to him, and then Leah falls to him, and then Leah dies, and it's going to be Mutter to go ahead, even though there's no chalitza done over there, it's going to be Mutter to go ahead and be with Rachel. Why is it, says Rashi, because when Rachel fell, it was mutter to go to Yibam. Levi could then Yibam them. But at the time she fell, Elisha nafulzu acharei came, but then Leah felt him and asered, v'kivin shemesezu chazir leheter rishona. Once she dies, she goes back to the first heter. Back in the Gemara, b'shum the havya yivama shehutra v'naser v'chazir v'hutra. Tachzor leheter harishon. She goes back to the original heter. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and he argues. Rashi says, let's see for a second. Mesa shnia mutter rishona. Inichem, he agrees with the case where if the second one dies, you have Rachel falls, then Leah dies, and it's going to be mutter in the first one because it goes back to the original heter. Avol mesa rishona. Let's say Rachel dies, then Leah dies. I'm sorry, Rachel falls to him, Leah falls to him, and then Rachel dies. Mesa rishona aser b'shnia. The second one's going to be aser to him. My time and why? Simple. Shekol yavama sheina nikori b'mshas nefila yavama yovala. Because any yavama that you can't say at the time that she falls to him that the yavama should come upon her, i.e. the second one can't because there's a sister waiting over there. Harezuke eishes ach sheish labanim. This is considered like the wife of a brother that has children. Vasua, and it's going to be aser to have a relationship with him, with her. Frekli Gemara then now and Rav himself, the Rav, Leslie, as far as doesn't Rav agree with this? How did Rav say that if the first one falls, the second one falls, and the first one dies, that the second one he can marry the second one? Rav Leslie, as far as Amir Rav, he said himself, Kol Isha, Shanity Korobab Shasta Fila, that I can't say the Shasta Fila, we're going to see this later on in the Gemara, that Yavami Yavola, Hare Ke Eshes Ach Sheish Labanim, Vasura. So how do we just say that Rav said that it's going to be okay, that if number one dies, that number two is going to be allowed to be married? And for the Gemara, yes, he does hold of that principle, but only by a doraisa shtekal, but not a durabanon. Hani mili, when is it true that he holds of such an idea? That's hecha dekoi ba'apa iser achos isha doraisa. That's only of an iser achos isha doraisa. For example, let's say have three brothers. Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. All right, good to write it down. So now, Reuven ends up dying. So Rachel now falls to Yibam. Now, she falls to Levi for sure, it's fine, but she can't go to Shimon because Shimon is married to Leah, so that's a chos isha. What happens, though, if it's a chos isha, then you don't have the heter of Eshesach right now. What happens, though, if Leah now dies and Rachel didn't yet do anything? So now there's no longer an issue of a chos isha. The point is, though, even so, you're now allowed to go ahead. Shimon can't take Rachel because at the time when she died, she wasn't able to fall to him at that moment. Therefore, it doesn't work. But that is only talking about a Daraisa case. But if at the time of falling, it was just an Isser of Achos Zekuka, which is Darabanan, and then it was Hutter, the Isser was knocked out, then it'd be Mutter to go and do Yibam, according to Rav. Aval Hocha says the Gemara, Zika Darabanan he. Therefore, he says, in such a matzav, as soon as you get rid of that Isser, it falls away. Now it's going to be Mutter to go out and do Yibam. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. This is going to continue on into the next half. So we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.